And a couple of the teachings we've been exploring this week, the teachings from the Buddha. There's a strong description of how wisdom supports beautiful heart qualities, and how those heart qualities support the development of wisdom. Such a beautiful integration of both heart and mind growing, developing. And I think this distinction of heart-mind is, maybe that's a Western distinction, I don't know, but I do know that the word in Pali for mind, citta, is also the word used for heart. And so the growth of the heart-mind, the development of the heart-mind, sometimes with the flavor of wisdom, understanding conditionality, impermanence, understanding suffering. Sometimes with the flavor of love, compassion, joy. The wisdom opens our heart to the truth, and the heart helps our mind to hold it. Without breaking. What is arising in your experience in this moment? Understanding the arisings, how they appear. Perhaps touching their impermanent nature. This is wisdom at work. wisdom recognizing skillful and unskillful. And how the mind holds it. An open, receptive, allowing attitude. This is love. Honoring our being through careful, kind, full attention. This kind of attention brought to our own hearts and minds is very healing. It seems to knit together, heal, weave the parts of ourselves that have felt separated, cracked, and broken. And it's paradoxical in a way that that knitting together comes about through a letting go. That healing happens with a letting go. The heart that can let go lets go into love, compassion, and joy. There's a way that this kind of opening in our own experience feels like every cell in the body is absorbing the nourishment of love and wisdom, taking it in. This is our inner work. And we carry this perspective . This kind of understanding of the possibility of deep nourishment that wisdom and love create in our hearts and minds. We carry that into the world. Begin to also hold the external with this kind of attention, this kind of care. And I do believe that it has the possibility to be deeply transformative in the world. If every person. We're simply kind. Understanding that everyone is in their own way, living out their conditioning, their suffering. Perhaps there can be the possibility of deep changes, deep releasing of collective patterns and habits. It happens with each of us. A shift of perspective. If we no longer participate in those patterns and habits in the world, a gradual possibility of their weakening, much as in our own minds, the gradual weakening of our habits. So this possibility of not only the inner work, the inner transformation, but also the effect that this can have on others. And it will. There's no way that you can hold it in. Because we do affect each other. I think I did say earlier in the week that while our reactive habits and patterns are contagious, when someone is angry, it's easy to be angry in response. If someone hurts us, it's easy to feel like hurting them back is the best response. But when someone meets us with compassion and kindness, that evokes it in us. When we offer generosity and kindness and patience, it does ripple out. And so honor yourself for this work. Appreciate the value of what you're doing, not only for your own heart and mind, but also for the world. Maybe we don't see the effects in the world so easily, like the description of the decaying rope yet I think that you can trust the inner work, the Dharma having on you will cannot be contained. So appreciate that, the beauty of the love and the wisdom, and how it is naturally shared. So much respect for all of you, for the commitment to sit here, be with yourself, cultivate this understanding that tenderizes the heart, helps the mind to release greed, aversion, delusion. Really is, I think, one of the greatest gifts we can give, not only ourselves, but the whole world. So appreciate that in yourselves. Maybe appreciate it in all of us here. And if you have a little struggle, I know I did. Have a little struggle about appreciating that as goodness and appreciating the beauty of the practice transforming heart and mind. Then borrow my appreciation. Thank you for your practice.